You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. So welcome to today's Nature Connection show. My name is Sarah Turner and you're listening to Natural Health Radio. I'm pretty excited about today's guest on our Nature Connection show and I'm delighted to welcome Loie Culbeck. So before I actually bring Loie into the conversation, I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. So we're talking today about something that's hugely dear to my heart, which is flower essences. And Loie is a professionally accredited batch flower therapist. And her clinical practice is based in Chinese medicine, gestalt psychotherapy, constellation work, and other integrative mind-body approaches. She translated the book Batch Flower Essences and Chinese Medicine by Pablo Noriega. And that's what we're actually going to be talking about today, or using that as the basis of our discussion. Loie also lectured at the fourth biennial Sedibac Flower Essence Therapy Conference in Barcelona in 2013 and has published various articles. She trained at various batch therapy institutes in Barcelona, where she began her private practice in 2009. She uses batch, FES and Bush Australian flower essences in her clinical practice and currently teaches and practices in Minneapolis in the United States. So welcome to you, Loie. I'm really happy to be sharing your work here today.
Thank you very much for having me, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited to share with everyone.
Yeah. So it's really interesting for me as a European that you have spent quite a few years in Spain, in Europe, and you also now live in the States. And one of the things that I found really, I didn't actually know until I read the foreword of your book, is that how popular flower essences are in Spain.
Yeah, it's true. It's so big there, and that's part of why I needed to write that translator's foreword, because translating this book for an English-speaking public, I felt like I really needed to let everyone know how much is going on in the Spanish-speaking world. As I mentioned in the foreword, there are more books on flower essences published in Spanish than in any other language. And there, there is, for example, Dr. Ricardo Orozco, who's the founder of the professional association that accredits me. He kind of put together or conceived of the transpersonal patterns, which are what scientific studies are being based on now out of Cuba. So now we're having scientific studies that are proving the efficacy of flower essence therapy, for example, a formula for carpal tunnel syndrome, you know, with flower essences applied topically, clinical studies, preclinical studies, because Cuba has integrated batch therapy in their medical system. So they have access to that whole patient base and, you know, they have professionals in their health system. So besides that, that just branches off in so many directions, and the transpersonal patterns are what Pablo Noriega, it made click go for Pablo Noriega as far as the connection to Chinese medicine, because of in Chinese medicine, one of the things we look at is the way that energy moves. So it moves inward, it moves outward, it moves up, it moves down. And when we look at the transpersonal patterns of the flower essences, we're not looking at a personality. We're looking at kind of what is the energy doing? Is it dispersing? Is it concentrating? Is it rising? Is it falling? And how flower essences balance that energy. So, you know, there's just this whole world of knowledge that's taking place in the Spanish language And I just felt like I needed, it's part of my calling, I think, in my destiny, just as a bilingual person and as a person who loves language and grammar and flower essences. It just all kind of came together, and I felt like I really needed to start bringing this information to the English-speaking world. And I knew that Pablo's book, when I read Pablo's book, I just knew that this was going to be a door opener for other books too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for me just so inspiring to just listening to you now. It kind of uplifts my heart in quite deep ways, because anybody that uses flower essence practitioners know that what we do can literally change people's lives, because when we feel better, we can make different decisions. Everything can change. So it really needs to go out into the world. So thank you for translating the book. And I hope by means of this interview, lots and lots of people are going to learn just how deeply this modality can go.
Well, thank you for so much for helping to get the information out there. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So Chinese medicine is a big, big, very complicated area. It's kind of like a lifetime study all on its own, isn't it? So could you share with us a little bit about, you already spoke about it a little bit, but how essence therapy and Chinese medicine have quite a few similarities. I mean, one of them that I recognized immediately, because it's actually very much part of my own personal work, is the idea of working with seasons and working with cycles. Mm-hmm. I work with moon cycles and I work with the seasonal cycles. And of course, Chinese medicine completely respects the idea that in order to be healthy, we need to live according to the season. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us a little bit about the similarities between Chinese medicine and flower essence therapy?
Absolutely. I'll do my best because, as you said, Chinese medicine is so rich, and it's just a different way of thinking than the way we think in the West. But as you said, you know, everybody knows about the seasons. And so from there, we can start to at least try to understand how different organs could be also connected, the way Chinese medicine connects different organs to different seasons, and kind of everything has its place in the Chinese medicine viewpoint. Besides the cyclical nature of reality, the cyclical circular nature and interconnectedness of everything, getting to a really just simple and straightforward connection of the flower essences and Chinese medicine. Pablo, he looked at how emotions are present in all these different levels of Chinese medicine practice, and that was kind of a straightforward connecting point. So in his introduction, he talks about the difference between traditional Chinese medicine and classical Chinese medicine. Traditional Chinese medicine is modern. It's a modern version, and it took place after the revolution, and it's kind of a synthesis of Western scientific medicine and some classical Chinese medicine. Whereas the classical Chinese medicine has kind of some celestial viewpoints. So Pablo makes a point that it's in classical Chinese medicine where we find find beliefs or practices that are in line with Dr. Bach's postulates of bringing out our divinity. I think we were looking at a passage here.
Yeah, so one of my favorite, I mean, I could probably spend about 3 hours reading out favorite bits, but one of the things that from my own work and my own passion to help people understand just how life transforming flower essences can be On page 3 of your book, you actually include a quote from Dr. Bach himself, which is, if I may read it, "We each have a divine mission in this world, and our souls use our minds and bodies as instruments to do this work." And he also said that certain herbs, by bringing us solace, bring us closer to our divinity. So, yeah, so I'd love to also invite you to share with us a little bit about, and basically what Dr. Bach is saying there is that flower essences can help us unlock our potential. And you mention in the book how essences, or flower remedies as you call them, help draw out our internal nature.
Yeah.
What can you share us more about that?
So it's really interesting when we, you know, sometimes, at least in the West, and I'm not sure in general, but when we talk about divinity, there's this kind of disembodied sense almost, something that's above the body or out there in the sky. And I think it was, I may be wrong here, but I think it might have been Eric Marie, and in this book, Pablo quotes him that that the Eastern view of divinity, actually, we need to go downward and inward, which is almost like a psychotherapeutic approach, right? In Taoism, we hold our essence, or we hold our energy and our tantian, which is below the navel, right? So we actually need to bring our energy down into center to find our divinity. And in a way, flower essences, they're bringing the sun, the light, down through the flower information into the water, and we ingest that water, and it's like bringing light down into where our internal nature is hidden. In Chinese medicine, in Taoism, which is one of the bases for Chinese medicine, is the Ming Meng theory, which basically is that we each have a destiny, and it's locked in our kidneys. Basically, our kidneys are our battery for life, and they hold our destiny, and they hold kind of genetic material in a way. They hold pre-heaven essence. They're the energy we receive from our parents, basically, and our ancestors. And in there, we have a destiny, but it's hidden to us. It needs to be unlocked. And so following our internal nature, which means, in this sense, it means being who we really are before we're influenced by others. To follow that internal nature is to unlock that destiny and to allow it to unfold. And flower essences, bringing in the light into the darkness, so to speak, probably, I think, you know, our listeners are familiar with that idea, at least, of how flower essences, Dr. Bach said, kind of washing out the defect with the virtue, using the virtue to wash out the defect. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, that's kind of what we're doing when we shine the light internally, is to see who we are down in our internal nature. I think Pablo makes a really good point about this with agrimony, when he's saying agrimony is so afraid of what is going on internally, you know, trying to escape the agitation, not shining the light inward, and actually can really miss out on tapping into their destiny, tapping into their true internal nature and who they really are. There's this mask. So there's one really specific example of kind of, you know, the way taking agrimony, it brings that fire down into the water. And that's also a Taoist view. When we meditate, we drive fire down into water, which is to bring consciousness into our bodies, to bring consciousness into the unknown bits, the dark bits, the dense bits. It's in our bodies where our destiny is hidden, and it needs to unfold through its developing our lives. So really, this idea of divinity is an unfolding in the material world, but of consciousness. And as flower essences catalyze consciousness, we're catalyzing that destiny, I guess, catalyzing that internal nature. Does that make sense?
It does. And what I love about what you're sharing here is that it's our destiny. The key to unlocking destiny actually lies in the body. Because as you said yourself, so often in our modern world, we look outside ourselves, either for other people's point of view, or literally we go outside to ask for support from the celestial kingdoms. And of course, that is a very valid way of asking for support. But actually, the key is inside. And how wonderful that flower essences can actually take us to that place.
And it's true that we do need support and mutual support. So sometimes a flower essence is actually going to unlock, like in a mimulus type, it's going to unlock the internal nature of being able to get outside myself and connect, to not be afraid to show who I am and actually spring forth what I've got inside. You know, the opposite of agrimony in a way would be a mimulus. So because we are interconnected, and what Dr. Bosch would say, I think in the very end of his book, Heal Thyself, is basically our destiny is in relation to others. He says, he uses the term brotherhood and service. So it's in relation to everything else where we have already, and where it being in service. In service to ourselves and in service connecting with ourselves, we connect with everything around us.
Absolutely. I think it's such an amazing subject. And one of the things that you said right at the beginning, which really caught my attention as well, and it is a way that I do work myself a little bit, but I'd love to hear your take on how we can use flower essences topically. And you mentioned that there'd been scientific evidence of how we can apply essences topically to relieve carpal tunnel syndrome. Could you talk to us a little bit more about that side of things? Because that's fascinating.
Bring it into, you know, we're talking about medicine here, right? We actually apply this medicine to the body. Before I go there, because I think the jumping over to Orozco's work, I'd like to just talk a little bit about how China. Chinese medicine sees the interconnectedness and interrelated movements, the types of energy that happen throughout the course of the year, the types of energy that different organs in the body hold, and how those organs, those emotions have, and those organs are related to tissues, body tissues specifically. Ones, sensory organs. When we look at, you know, for example, commonly we look at, well, let's say right now in the Northern Hemisphere, we're in fall, in autumn, and it's the time of the lung. It's a time of contracting. Everything that was outward in summer, that which is non-essential is being shed away, you know, and our bodies, we're exfoliating our skin and to shed away that, you know, summer skin that we don't need anymore. We're bringing our energy down into center. It's a time of gathering and harvesting seeds and becoming more restful. There's less light, so we're spending more time sleeping. And this corresponds in the body to the lung. And the lung has to do with what we give and what we receive, taking in you know, taking in air and then releasing air. It's this equal exchange to take in that which is essential and also to release that which we no longer need. So when it's out of balance, when it's in balance, the virtue of the lung is rectitude. And that's basically what I mentioned, is being able to take and give. Out of balance, it becomes grief. We grieve that which we lose. And grief can affect energy. It affects the lung. Grief can make the lung not as powerful, so we don't breathe as well. When we don't breathe as well, energy or nutrients, air doesn't get around in our body. Our circulation decreases. Our basic energy level decreases. And there's sadness, grief and sadness. Less circulation can mean, or less circulation of air and energy can mean less circulation of body fluids. So there can be a retention of body fluids. Then we can start to get phlegm collecting in our lungs. We can get colds. So this is how Chinese medicine views this interrelatedness of emotions, organs, seasons, tissues. Fall is, autumn is a time of dryness, so we'll see drier skin, and so on. I'll stop there with that. So flower essences can be used in this sense. We could say, okay, I've got a cold, I've got phlegm, it's autumn. What else does the lung help us do? It helps us to adapt, to change, and it's a season of adaptation. We're adapting to colder weather. So what flower essences can we use to help with grief, to help with adaptation? You know, we've got mustard for sadness. That relates directly to the lung. We've got walnut flower essence, which is very much about getting down to that which is essential, protecting that which is essential in order to be able to move through change safely. And I think Pablo mentions, for example, like Star of Bethlehem, when the energy can flow more freely, we're also looking at how the lung and energy move together. So there's some very obvious relationships, and then there are less obvious relationships. Or like heather flower essence, for example. Heather is so anxious that it's alone and so caught up and worried about getting its needs met, and just kind of in a voracious sort of way, it's taking all these things in and it's creating accumulation in the body, as Pablo also mentioned in his book. So we have accumulation of dampness, accumulation of fluids. So heather essence helps the lung in order to release, you know, by having less anxiety, there's just less eating junk food, less consumption in general. And that's going to help the skin. That's going to help phlegm. So those are just a few examples. Now, when we want to answer your question, you know, the topical applications of flower essences, that's a whole world. And it's, you know, for anybody who speaks Spanish, I'd really recommend going online and finding Dr. Ricardo Rosco's topical applications and transpersonal patterns online class. He has a course online where he goes through and you can learn in depth about, you know, all the different transpersonal patterns. He's been studying this for many years. He has an institute in Barcelona and has trained thousands of flower essence therapists and is respected doctor and flower essence teacher, therapist, and a funny guy too. He's from Valencia. So, you know, I'll just mention, there was, I think in Cuba, they did a preclinical trial with comparing beach flower essence, vervain flower essence, or and no flower essence, and then the pharmaceutical drug for inflammation topically. And I don't remember relieving inflammation topically. Second was the other flower essence. Third might have been the placebo, you know, or the drug, I'm not sure. These two flower essences, which Ricardo Orozco had mentioned, a transpersonal pattern, inflammation, simple inflammation, can be applied topically to relieve inflammation. I mean, you can see it in the, if you look at the personality type of vervain, for example, there's a melody. For me, vervain, and I think Ricardo Orozco equates vervain to the anti-revolutionary in a way, the go against culture. There's an inflammatory sense to that. So then you can see on a topical level how that's just really beautiful to be able to see that, to see all the different levels of how flower essences can work.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's just really exciting to first of all have the scientific studies that are actually backing up what we know as therapists, and also just to have some extra tools which are really, really safe, and they're not just affecting the physical, they're actually affecting the energy. So it's not just the physical that improves, it's everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
are you still there?
Yes, okay, yes, good. Still there, yeah. We've got our connection is kind of coming and going a little bit, but I think it's recording just fine. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to get hold of Louis, the book that Louis translated of Pablo Noriega's. It's called Batch Flower Essences and Chinese Medicine. The link is on the site for listening to this interview. If people would like to know more, or other ways that we can keep in touch with you, Louis, or find out more about how this research progresses?
Yeah, my website is mindisbodytherapies.com, on the front page. mindisbodytherapies.com. And I wonder if we might just finish with a little passage.
Absolutely, yes.
This is, I'm just choosing this one because Pablo kind of brings together the plant itself, the personality, and other things. So we can see also his very poetic point of view. You know, Spanish and Latin languages are poetic, and that really applies well to something like Chinese medicine and flower essence therapy. So this is chicory. This is on page 111. If anybody's got their book out there, they can follow along. He says, let's take the quote sticky unquote aspect inherent in chicory. This is a factor that detains, slows, and somehow dirties the emotional sphere. The latex found in the root is an unseen part of the plant. Likewise, people who fall within this profile do not see themselves as clingy, but rather as wellsprings that let love flow left and right. If clinging fails to retain the other person, they become coarse, like the plant's stem. The data from the plant's signature are truly illuminating. Then he goes on to talk about the liver. The chicory person's conduct, based on the need to control his environment, for reasons that my colleagues have explained very well, and here I put in a note, Jordi Canellas, for example, says the chicory person feels empty insides as expressed in the plant's hollow stem, which relates to the self, the ego. So the chicory person's conduct seriously obstructs the free flow of energy, blood, and fluids. This endangers the liver, which, as we've seen, suffers the consequences of each flower type's lack of flexibility and fluidity. Dr. Bach himself tells us about this obstruction in relation to greed. He states, exactly as we thwart another life, be it old or young, so must that react upon ourselves. If we limit their activities, we may find our bodies limited with stiffness. Due to their great neediness, chicory types try to rule the world, that of their affective environment, its surrounding townships, interfering with the development of others' lives, exerting effort to twist the paths of others for their own benefit, something we all know doesn't come for free. And so he continues, Pablo continues, emotions like frustration and contained aggression influence the organ in question, the liver, contributing to more stagnation. The result, fluid retention, edemas, and blood stagnation, as may be observed in varicose veins and menstrual complaints. So I'll stop there, but I just think this passage gives us a really great kind of taste of how Pablo's thinking and working in his book.
Absolutely, and for anybody considering looking deeper into this book, for each essence, there is a very, very detailed description, similar to the one that Lois just started to read us about chicory. There's so much information in here. Literally, there's what I would call information for life here. So, So it's a great, great way to understand flower essences better and to see just how much we can contribute to our health on all levels by that. So I feel that we've just touched the surface here, Loie, just talking.
Yeah. Thank you so much for helping share this information and for the work that you do.
Well, I hope that we can keep this conversation going, and as more research comes to light, we can also share it with the wider audience.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. Okay. Thank you for sharing with us today. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.